see his new direction.
Could any museum, even with a large budget for acquisitions, go out on the market today and acquire a collection of this kind of size and depth in one field?
It would be absolutely impossible to replicate Mr. Lauder's collection. These important Cubist works are simply not on the market in private hands, because his collection is not only about fantastic works of art. He bought the best of the best, but he was a scholar collector in many ways. He was interested not only in sort of the formal values, how these pictures look, how they function within an artist's career, but interested in them as objects as well and in history. So his collection has works that pass through the most important Cubist dealers' hands, the most important Cubist collectors' works. He has pictures in his collection that were exhibited in historic exhibitions, like the Armory exhibition of 1913, which introduced modernism to American audiences. So his collection is a collection of firsts. It's a collection of masterpieces. It is absolutely impossible to replicate, and we are just thrilled to be able to have it at the Met for the